Radio Prague International, the external service of Czech Radio. News.
The Czech Prime Minister has said he does not expect the European Union summit in Brussels to reach agreement. Prime Minister Babiš will not have to apologise for defamatory comments he made about Transparency International, the Central Bohemian Regional Court ruled on Friday. And the former Transport Minister has promised to publish a tell-all new book on the shady side of politics. The Czech Prime Minister has said he does not expect the European Union summit in Brussels to reach agreement on the bloc's 21 to 27 budget, expressing disappointment that the future budget revenues had not been pre-negotiated in advance of the summit with individual member states. According to Ondřej Hoska, a reporter for Hospodářské noviny who is following the negotiations in Brussels, the Czech Prime Minister is insisting that the Czech Republic should get the same allotment as in past years, stressing that the money is badly needed for infrastructure and investment and wants the country to have a greater say in how the money is to be used. He wants the flexible part of the cohesion funds, which can be transferred from one heading to another, to reach 25%. Skepticism regarding a possible solution prevails, with some EU leaders already calling for another summit. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš will not have to apologise for defamatory comments he made about the Czech branch of Transparency International, the Central Bohemian Regional Court ruled on Friday. According to the court, the Prime Minister's comments did not significantly violate the organisation's rights, and Transparency could have publicly reacted to his words. The verdict is not legally binding. Ever since Transparency brought to the EU's attention a possible conflict of interest involving Prime Minister Babiš and EU funds, the Czech Prime Minister has repeatedly described the NGO as corrupt. Babiš's lawyer said the Prime Minister had made the comment in reference to the organisation's financing, not its activities. Transparency has already said it will appeal the verdict. The former Transport Minister Vladimír Kremlík, who was recently sacked for mismanaging a public tender, has announced he is writing a book on the real balance of power and shady political practices taking place behind the scenes. Kremlík said on social networks that he had completed the first chapter and the public could expect interesting revelations with regard to the National Property Fund, the Unipetrol oil refinery and the energy sector. He indicated the book would contain erotic parts and read like a detective story. Kremlík served as transport minister for a year before Prime Minister Andrej Babiš dismissed him for mismanaging an overpriced tender to operate a new online system of motorway vignette sales. Communist Party leader Vojtěch Filip, who suffered a heart attack on Wednesday, has been released from hospital into home care, the CTK news agency reported. The Communist Party boss, who is also one of the deputy speakers of the lower house, underwent emergency heart surgery and is reported to be doing well. The 65-year-old Filip has led the Communist Party since 2005 and plans to run for re-election in the spring. Czech Health Minister Adam Vojtěch has said it is high time to take a closer look at the pharmaceutical industry in the light of increasingly frequent fallouts of various medicines. In an interview for the Daily Hospodářské noviny, Minister Vojtěch said the coronavirus epidemic in China has revealed the risks of moving pharmaceutical factories to countries such as China and India in view of lowering the price of medicaments. This is a problem that is common to all of Europe, and in the past 2 or 3 years, the fallouts of pharmaceuticals have got much worse, the minister said, noting that the EU should take action to bring back at least part of the production and have greater control over medical deliveries. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Saturday should be partly cloudy to overcast with day temperatures between 8 and 12 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
Hi there, this is Radio Prague International with me, Ian Willoughby. Today, Václav Havel's groundbreaking address to a joint session of the US Congress, remembered 30 years later. Czech funeral culture gets some variety with the introduction of natural burials. And later, the business opportunities that Brexit could bring for the Czech Republic. All that's coming up in today's programme. 30 years ago, on February 21st, 1990, then Czechoslovak President Václav Havel addressed a specially convened joint session of the United States Congress. Only a few months earlier, Havel had been in prison. Paradoxically, he devoted much of his historic speech that day to appealing to Washington to help, not Czechoslovakia, but the Soviet Union. Doing so, he said, was the best hope to ensure newfound freedoms. Brian Kennedy has more.
Dear Mr. Speaker, dear Mr. President, dear senators and members of the House, ladies and gentlemen, my advisors advised me to speak on this important occasion in Czech. I don't know why. Perhaps they wanted you to enjoy the sweet sounds of my mother tongue.
Václav Havel was the first leader from the former Eastern Bloc to be welcomed to the White House or invited to address the U.S. Congress. He began his speech, interpreted by press spokesman Michal Žantovský, acknowledging his extraordinary path to the presidency.
Když mne 27. října zatýkali, žil jsem v zemi, kde vládla nejkonzervativnější komunistická vláda v Evropě.
When they arrested me on October 27, I was living in a country ruled by the most conservative communist government in Europe, and our society slumbered beneath the pall of a totalitarian system. Today, less than 4 months later, I'm speaking to you as the representative of a country that has set out on the road to democracy, a country where there is complete freedom of speech, which is getting ready for free elections, and which wants to create a prosperous market economy and its own foreign policy.
It was all very extraordinary, Havel would add, once the thunderous applause had subsided. Indeed, the day before, 2 months into his term, Havel had met in the Oval Office with President George Bush, who in the White House Rose Garden publicly promised to immediately grant Czechoslovakia the freest access to the U.S. market that the law would allow. But Havel had not asked for financial support, and in his speech to the U.S. Congress, interrupted 5 times by standing ovations and 12 more times by rapturous applause, Havel, ever the philosopher, spoke not of himself or solely on behalf of his country. Czechoslovakia was returning to Europe, he said, and the best way for Washington to help the country was to assist the Soviet Union continue on the same path of reform.
Často slyším otázku, jak nám Spojené státy mohou dnes pomoci.
I often hear the question, how can the United States of America help us today? My reply is as paradoxical as the whole of my life has been. You can help us most of all if you help the Soviet Union on its irreversible but immensely complicated road to democracy.
The salvation of the world lies nowhere else than in the human heart, Havel would go on to say, and the Cold War must be replaced by an era in which all of us, large and small, former slaves and former masters, will be able to create what your great President Lincoln called the family of man. Following his address, Havel dutifully returned to the White House at the invitation of President Bush to complete their talks on economic issues. While in Washington, he would also visit the Voice of America to meet its Czechoslovak staff, thank them in person for their work, and convey how essential it still remained. But Havel and his motley crew of long-haired advisors, as Michal Žantovský, later his biographer, would recall, could hardly wait to set out for the bright lights of New York City and take in some rock and roll.
That report was by Brian Kennedy. Funeral culture here in the Czech Republic is one of the worst in the world. That's according to many of those who work in the industry, with up to 70% of Czech funerals these days being held without any ceremony. However, one initiative has been trying to bring variety into the Czech funeral and cemetery culture by introducing the alternative of natural burials. Tom McEncrow reports.
The majority of Czechs are now buried without any funeral ceremony, and those funerals that do take place are often in largely bland cemeteries. However, one NGO is bringing something new to the country's approach to saying farewell to loved ones. Kekořenům launched a special natural resting place together with the Prague Cemeteries Authority 5 years ago. Known as the Wood of Memories, or Les Vzpomínek, it offers the deceased the option of having their cremated remains laid at the roots of memorial trees in a specially delineated wood within the capital's Ďáblice Cemetery. Since its launch, some 350 individuals have chosen to have their remains buried there. Their friends and relatives can discuss how the burial takes place with Blanka Dobešová, Kekořenům's founder, who came across the idea while visiting England as a student.
I was studying environmental studies and I came across the custom of natural burial in England. These natural cemeteries were a love at first sight for me. It seemed beautiful to me that you bury a body and on it you plant a tree.
Her fascination led her to writing her dissertation on the subject, titled When I Die, Plant an Apple Tree Atop of Me. After being read by the then director of the Prague Cemeteries Authority, Martin Červený, she and her organization were offered to set up the first Czech natural burial site. Asked about how the burial rituals exactly work, she said it all begins with a visit to the Wood of Memories.
Survivors of the disease choose a tree for the deceased. Then we dig a hole by the tree and lay the deceased ashes into it. During the placement, people can say their last goodbyes. Often they light candles and share memories or send letters attached to balloons off into the heavens. Last year, some chose quite a special goodbye, raising glasses of the deceased's favorite wine in his honor.
Natural burials have spread across the world since the practice began in the 1990s as a reaction to the crisis of declining burial rituals. It remains most popular in Anglo-Saxon states. While it is still too early to call whether natural burials have a long-term future in the Czech Republic, there certainly seems to be growing demand for the method, as a new cemetery of this type is also set to open up soon in Brno. As for Ms. Dobešová, she says she would like to make the practice more ecological in the future.
We certainly hope that one day we will found a cemetery where whole, not cremated bodies are buried with trees planted above them.
Blanka Dobešová, ending that report by Tom McEncrow. Now in the final part of our program today, Britain is currently the Czech Republic's fifth largest export market, and a successful conclusion to post-Brexit trade negotiations is therefore a top priority for Czech diplomats. However, Czechs are also trying to tap into new business opportunities in the UK, and the British government's promises to invest in its northern infrastructure and hospitals have been identified as potential new avenues for exports. Tom McEncrow was recently in the UK and has the following report.
According to an analysis published last year by the accounting firm Deloitte, a no-deal Brexit, which is still a possibility, could cost the Czech state some 10 billion crowns and 40,000 jobs. Even in the case of an average free trade agreement, which Deloitte defines as an agreement with no toll costs but average tariffs, the country could lose some 6 billion crowns off its total GDP. Finding the solution towards a good trade deal between the EU and Britain is therefore very much in the Czech Republic's interest. This remains the obvious priority, Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček said during a recent visit to the northern English city of Manchester. However, he also pointed out that new business ties between the two countries are being explored in parallel.
Our aim is to look also for new areas of cooperation, for example, healthcare. There is a potential for future growth. We would like to see automotive to be still an important part of our trade. And I'm visiting Manchester because it is another growth pole in the UK. There are huge investment in infrastructure, in services, and we would like to open these possibilities to Czech companies as well.
Britain's recently elected government has made pledges to help revitalise the previously neglected north of England, with infrastructure projects such as the HS2 railway line connecting London with Birmingham, Manchester and Leeds. And furthermore, the government promises to build or refurbish some 40 new hospitals. Infrastructure and healthcare in the north of England are therefore precisely the sorts of projects that the local Czech mission is now paying special attention to, says the Czech ambassador to the UK, Libor Sečka.
We are very much observing what's going on here in the UK, and we see the special attention paid by the government to the northern areas. So that minister is here now in Manchester also to explore the possibilities and to support the Czech interest in this area. He had a nice discussion in the City Hall of Manchester today about the possibility of cooperation. We know that there are plans for enlargement of the transportation network here, and there's one big Czech producer of the trams and trains, Škoda Transportations. So what he did today is he introduced this excellent Czech producer of the trams and trains for the future opportunities. So there was some sort of introduction, and also he wanted to get more information about the plans here. We would like to take part, if possible, and on the social economic development of the northern areas in England and UK.
Not an automobile manufacturer, Škoda Transportation is the lesser-known Plzeň branch of the famous historic Czech manufacturer Škoda. Currently majority owned by PPF, the investment group belonging to Czech billionaire Petr Kellner, it is one of the world's largest manufacturers of trams and propulsion units for trolleybuses, as well as an important regional producer of trains. In December, the company signed a multi-billion tram delivery deal with the German city of Bonn, and there are hopes it could find buyers in British cities such as Manchester as well. In the other major sector identified by the Foreign Ministry, which is healthcare, Ambassador Sečka says that Czechs could profit from their established reputation in Britain, especially when it comes to cardiovascular surgery.
We had excellent Czech doctors in different places here, not only in London, but also in other parts in UK and other cities. We have a lot of cardiosurgery doctors, but also we have, I would say, the knowledge and the equipment we can provide in this area. For example, our system of prevention in the care of heart is giving you right to be in 30 minutes if you have a heart attack. So you have a right, according to the law, to be in 30 minutes in the specialized place, for example. So some areas in the UK, with the influence of the Czech doctors, are building similar systems. So this is a transfer of, I would say, knowledge, technology.
While far behind machinery in terms of export volume, healthcare equipment, such as surgical and general medical devices, still accounted for some 2 billion crowns worth of exports to the UK in 2018, ranking together with optical devices within the top 10 Czech products traded to Britain that year. The embassy has also been working on boosting the networking opportunities between Czech and British doctors for some years now. For example, in 2018, it organised a special Czech Heart Day seminar on its premises in London, says the ambassador.
The Czech and the British colleagues met in the embassy, had a seminar and spoke about most advanced approaches in this area. So this was fantastic exchange of the information, of the new, latest knowledge, the old friends met. And then we joined this seminar with another seminar for Czech medical instruments.
Aside from discussing infrastructure investment plans with the Lord Mayor of Manchester, Abid Chohan, the delegation of the Czech Foreign Minister also visited Manchester's Chamber of Commerce. Here, a new app developed by the Moravian company AdAstro was presented to entrepreneurs. Described as a holographic guide to plane design, the app enables tablet and phone users to see detailed descriptions of the various aircraft components when aimed at a selected plane model. Its designers say the basic function of the app can also be applied to other machinery and hope that it could lead to a simplification of business presentations. The most interesting part of the presentation, however, were the details on the aerospace cluster in the Moravian region of the Czech Republic, which is a major international producer on the ultralight plane market. Foreign Minister Petříček shared further details about its relevance to Czech-British trade after the meeting.
I met with a representative of Czech and British aviation industry, and actually there is a very promising cooperation that can bring also new achievements, new innovations, and we support these clusters to work together. Aviation might be, for the future, a really big area of cooperation. I was informed, for example, that when it comes to ultralight planes, Czech Republic or Czech producers are taking a huge part of the British market.
According to Czech Trade, one in every four ultralight aircraft in the world is manufactured in the Czech Republic. Although the entire aircraft industry is currently only responsible for around 1% of Czech GDP, this niche may pay off in the next decade, as some estimate the light and ultralight aircraft market will nearly double by 2030, reaching some $13.9 billion in total value. It should be noted that despite the various potential avenues for expanding Czech-British trade in the coming years, future predictions and associated planning remain fragile due to the unpredictability of Brexit negotiations. However, Ambassador Sečka remains calm when asked about how this affects sealing new business ventures.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We are working with a quite big element of uncertainty for future, uncertainty for today. But first, we live with this phenomena, with this sentiment, already 3 years. So we used to do it. It's not so surprising. And the people know how to deal with it.
Czech Ambassador to the UK, Libor Sečka, ending that report there by Tom McEncrow. That's all we've got time for today on Radio Prague International. Thanks a lot for listening, folks, and speak to you soon.